This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Lean IT's core idea is to maximize customer value while minimizing waste. To simply put it, lean means creating more value for customers with fewer resources. And today I'm speaking to Maurice Boone, the Executive Vice President, and Jeffrey Doss, the Regional Director for Quint Wellington Redwood, to talk about the current and future trends on lean IT, IT governance, and also outsourcing. Globally, the Quint Wellington Redwood is known as an independent consulting firm dedicated to resolving IT-related organizations' challenges. Now, you operate in more than 49 countries, including Malaysia. So could you just tell me a bit more about Quint, the services you offered, and what's your proposition?
Well, Quint is a company which was founded about 25 years ago. It started in Amsterdam, and nowadays we have offices in over 10 countries all around the world. Mm-hmm. Including Malaysia, which we see as an important hub for the Asia region. And from out of Asia, we are servicing clients like the big global telco companies, the global insurance companies. And I must say, my friend Jeffrey is doing a very good job.
Thank you very much. Compliment from the boss.
So what kind of services then do you offer?
Well, in Asia, basically, it's a little bit different from Europe. I mean, in Europe, it's the entire full suite. In Malaysia, we have to pick and choose in terms of what we think is the forerunner in terms of our offering. And at the moment, of course, service management, which is, of course, the core of kind of what Quint does, mm-hmm. is what we feel is the starting point. But now we're starting to see, I think, where everybody is looking towards making things more efficient, faster, meaner, stronger. Lean IT is obviously something that is now people are very interested and it's very encouraging.
Let's just talk a bit more about Malaysia. So where does, how important is Malaysia or Southeast Asia in your global operations?
Now, from a global point of view, especially from a global sourcing point of view, Asia is one of the most important hubs in our global strategy. Mm-hmm. We cover US, we cover Europe, and we cover Asia. We see a lot of offshoring projects from Europe and from US looking into Asia as an offshore center, which we want to support from a global sourcing point of view. But we also see the local upcoming market from a global sourcing point of view. We see new IT vendors starting up in Asia, in Malaysia, wanting to be part of the global sourcing environment. So not only looking from Europe and US to Malaysia, but also from an IT vendor Malaysia point of view, looking into the global market in Europe and US.
Now, Quint provides strategy, sourcing, service management to leading organizations and creating and implementing best practices worldwide. Now, your portfolio includes services like education, consulting and measurement, and integrated across domains of businesses and IT. And your company's stance is that it's vendor agnostic. So could you elaborate a bit about what is actually vendor agnostic?
Especially from a sourcing advisory point of view, we need to be independent. It doesn't mean that we don't help IT vendors to improve their services, because we see it as it being in the best interest of the total IT market, including our end customers like the big banks or the big insurance companies, that they do well. Mm. And with they, I mean the IT vendors. But if we do a contracting or a selection, a vendor selection for our customers, we need to be independent. Hmm. We need to create a shortlist, a long list, a shortlist, select the best vendor for our customers, contract with this vendor. And in some of the cases, we are managing that vendor from a sourcing governance point of view. Hmm. And then we will commit our fees to the outcome, to the results of the contract, the business case, but also to the quality of service delivered by the specific IT vendor.
You operate in more than 49 countries. So, when you talk about, dealing with, IT vendors and all, is Malaysia, the mindset in Malaysia, is it any different to, global?
It's what we bring to the table in terms of Quint in Malaysia is actually quite refreshing, because if you think about it, CIOs are kind of, in a way, to use the word, fed up in a way, because, when somebody approaches a CIO, is looking from a specific angle, yeah, and is always from the point of a certain IT vendor. And sometimes CIO just says, look, let's make it very clear. I just want to know what is the best solution for me. And for that, Quinn is actually quite refreshing, because we come in and we're not associated with any of the IT vendors.
There's no vendor lock-in then?
There's no vendor lock-in with us. Mm. So basically, we come in and we advise what we feel for that organization, who is the best.
You know, what are some of the current best practices when we talk about, you know, sourcing and service management for organizations today?
Well, I think one of the best practices we bring it to the table nowadays is the combination of service management and lean. Mm. And service management is about compliance, is about getting into control of IT. That's the ITIL suite. But it's not just about process management. We need to think about customer value, user experience. We need to think about output instead of throughput. So adding lean to the service management portfolio, but also to the governance and sourcing portfolio is really new. And lean has been there for the last 20, 30 years, but from an automotive point of view, Toyota. Mm. But introducing these kind of principles, and it goes back to leadership, to management, to people management, combining that with the process management, that really brings value.
Mm. How is Quint different from the big boys like, you know, PwC and like Accenture? And
we have a very specific portfolio. It's sourcing advisory, it's IT service management, it's lean, and it's governance. Mm. And that's it. Mm. Yeah. We don't do big SAP implementations like PwC and KPMG. We don't do the accountancy. We are IT advisory only.
I'm speaking to Maurice Boom, the Executive Vice President, and Jeffrey Doss, the Regional Director for Quint Wellington Redwood. And when we come back in just a moment, we'll talk more about Lean IT. What exactly is it? This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm here today with Maurice Boom, the Executive Vice President, and also Jeffrey Doss, the Regional Director for Quint Wellington Redwood, when we were talking about the current and future trends on Lean IT, IT governance, and also outsourcing. Now, according to a report by our friends at digitalnewsasia.com, the Quint Group is promoting the concept of Lean IT. So what exactly is Lean IT, and do you think Malaysia is a market mature enough for it?
That's a very good question, actually. I think the Malaysian market is actually quite mature. If you look at CIOs in Asia, and of course Malaysia in the past, they were probably just focusing in terms of the infrastructure, talking about network, talking about security, talking about all the components of IT, and not really looking at aligning with the business. But now where, you know, you see, for example, the web has transformed itself. Everybody is now doing things on the web, buying things along those lines. You know, IT becomes a very big part of businesses today. And what the CEOs of businesses today is looking at the CIO is that how can you leverage, the IT to make me more money? Mm. And CIOs are now being pressured to look and see how they can do things better, faster, and more efficient. Lean IT is something at this point in time I see as ripe for the Asian market, especially the Malaysian market, because then CIOs can take it to the next step. In order to show to the CEO that, you know, we're not just a cost center, but we're basically aligning and we can do things better, faster, and this is how we're doing it.
Now, so then, you know, how do companies then maximize resources and, you know, minimize waste? Is it like a rip and replace philosophy, or is it just like a workable as it is?
No, but it's not about changing infrastructure. Lean is not about changing infrastructure. Lean is about getting the most value out of your people. Hmm. And your infrastructure and your software portfolio. Lean is about utilizing what you have already. It's not by adding more servers, by adding more services, or by adding more people. It's by unleashing the potential of your people.
You mentioned early on a bit about the role of the CIO. So what's your opinion of the role of CIO today? Because it's changed so much already. Now, you know, they're not just, it's not just technical leaders. They now also handle the business responsibilities.
We see there are two kind of profiles. We see a lot of CIOs who are still taking care of the legacy, which needs to be done. Yeah. But we also see CIOs who are really into the business transformation and business innovation. Like yesterday, we had a lunch with a CIO of Post Malaysia who's really thinking about the next step. How can IT enable the business for Post Malaysia? How can we Post Malaysia, utilize our business model, which is originally a very traditional business model, but from an IT point of view, how can we add value? Mm. And the ideas they have, if you look from these ideas into Europe or US, are very innovative. I would like to link Post Malaysia with local similar companies in Holland, in Spain, in Italy, in the US, to see if they can learn from each other. And I'm pretty sure that they can learn from Post Malaysia.
Mm. And is there enough of awareness in a way in Malaysia, especially the Malaysian CIOs?
With regards to Lean IT? They kind of understand the concept. We're basically reaching out to all the CIOs in terms of telling them that there is this. Apart from it as well, we've got two lines of business. So one, of course, is the academy, and one, of course, is the consulting. And in the academy, we actually do have a course called Lean IT with certification. And this is actually now, if you look at the demand in the areas of Lean IT, we start seeing large organizations now looking for it. So it's not just coming in terms from us telling them, but also from their people telling the CIOs, hey, that there are things out there that we could probably learn from, and we could actually go for these courses. And if you want to take it a step further, that we can actually engage them for consulting. So it's two ways.
You know, you've also been quoted, saying companies should not invest in infrastructure, but streamline processes. Is this a trend that you're promoting? Is it a byproduct of cloud computing?
No, well, I must say, we had that summit in Singapore on Monday, and I was challenging the local IT vendors in Asia, Singapore, Malaysia, is not to copy the behavior of the big traditional IT vendors from US or Europe, but to start thinking about utilizing cloud. Mm. Don't build a data center yourself. Start using the cloud of Amazon, Google, etc., because that's the old school kind of volume business. Low margin, big volumes. Start thinking about added value. How can you, as a local Malaysian or Singaporean IT vendor, add value from an end customer point of view? It's about maybe thinking about how can you add value from a security management point of view or compliance management point of view. One of the big topics nowadays in Europe and US is cybersecurity. Yeah. What's the proposition of a telco provider in Malaysia or Singapore who wants to step into the IT service domain on cybersecurity?
Mm.
That's where the value is. Mm. Or data management, big data management. Yeah. Forget about the big volume game. That's Amazon, that's Google. Let the HP or IBMs compete with Google and Amazon. Don't step into that game. Think about the value.
Mm. So where does outsourcing then come? Since you guys are recognized by the International Association of Outsourcing Professionals as the world's best outsourcing advisor. So where does outsourcing come into all this?
But outsourcing, forget about the word out. Think about the word sourcing. Mm. Sourcing is about utilizing every mean which is available in the market. It could be very traditional big bang outsourcing. Yeah, for example, offshoring to Asia, to India. It could be sourcing, making use of new concepts like the cloud.
Mm.
Yeah, and what we want to do is sit with our clients, think about the sourcing strategy first, think about the core capabilities which need to stay in the company. And it has to do with adding business value from an IT point of view. That's the core competence of IT within a company. And think about how can we design, I call it an IT delivery strategy, including sourcing capabilities, to optimize the output of IT from a business point of view. That's our core business if we talk about sourcing.
Here in Malaysia, CIOs tend to have their own and operate mentality, so meaning they own the infrastructure and they operate their own infrastructure as well. Do you think the outsourcing concept is a bit too advanced for them?
Not really. I think at the end of the day, the concept of outsourcing, or let's just take the out and just look at sourcing, is actually a very good idea. The thing is, how they go about it is something that probably could be improved.
Mm.
And that's where we could probably come in. The thing is, most CIOs today just look at the cost factor. And that was the original intention for some of the very large outsourcing that we see in the last maybe 10 years or so, where CIOs basically looked at the cost factor and, of course, then negotiate with the IT vendor. IT vendors do this on a daily basis. It's their bread and butter. So at the end of the day, if you look at it, a lot of these CIOs who have initiated these outsourcing initiatives, after about 5 or 6 years, realize that actually the cost is not that cheap. And at the end of the day, what they wanted to achieve wasn't exactly what they thought out at the very beginning. What they found, actually most CIOs found, that it was actually more of a hassle and a pain and a problem outsourcing. Where Quinn comes in, where we, and that's why we rank number one, is basically we can work with CIO to say, what is the intention? What is the purpose that you want to achieve? And sometimes it's not specifically cost. It could be other factors involved. And so at the end of the day, what we say is, okay, let's look at it and determine. I mean, if it's a very large organization, could we, for example, introduce Lean to make it more efficient, more effective, not taking things away, not ripping things apart, as you say, or another way is really there is actually a lot of savings, and then yeah, let's look at a sourcing model, i.e., you outsource it to one vendor or a few vendors, and then we come in and then we determine what is the best approach. How are you going to do it? Because most CIOs who outsource at the end of the day send their entire IT team out to the outsourcer, and at the end of the day they're just left with a very skeleton crew and nobody knows what to do. So let's manage that as well as we do this transitioning, and then we also manage in terms of working with the CIOs and his team to say that, okay, these are the set of KPIs that we want to achieve after we do this. Let's get to that. I mean, setting KPIs is easy. Achieving it is another question. Get that stabilized, and then transition everything nicely, and then Quinn basically leaves with everything working fine. That's what we always want to do. We don't want to be like the consulting company that is forever around, you know. It's like he's part of the he's part of the payroll, you know.
Yeah.
We want to be able to come in, deliver value, and then leave.
Now, before we leave, you know, what do you foresee changing in 2015, or what do you hope to see changed in 2015 locally, and then perhaps also globally as well?
I hope locally that local CIOs, IT managers adapt to new global standards, using cloud, using sourcing as a mean and not as an objective by itself. Yeah, and sourcing is not the solution for everything, but not taking it into mind is also not okay. Yeah, it's like a balanced approach on IT delivery, on business IT alignment. From a global point of view, we as Quint want to utilize and build our local capabilities in KL. We see a lot of potential in the people, and not only the people because they are bright, but also the mindset of Malay people. We are creating a team in KLCC from an IT, HR, marketing, finance point of view, which easily can team up with our core team in Amsterdam, which is in Holland. It's like buddy-buddy. but the Asian people are, the way they operate, the way they work, perfectly fit into culture of Quint from a global point of view.
All right, I've been speaking to Maurice Boom. He's the Executive Vice President, and Jeffrey Doss, the Regional Director for Quint Wellington Redwood. And we were talking about the future trends on lean IT, IT governance, and also outsourcing. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.